This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. XEM-4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla will dock with the International Space Station, ISS, this afternoon. According to Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, docking is scheduled at 4:30 p.m. IST. After the docking with the ISS, Group Captain Shukla will become the first ever Indian to visit NASA's orbiting laboratory, ISS. XEM-4 carrying four astronauts lifted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 12:01 p.m. IST yesterday. Group Captain Shukla, who is piloting the XEM-4 mission to ISS, has become only the second Indian to travel to space. Within minutes of takeoff yesterday, Group Captain Shukla had a message for his fellow countrymen. He said, "We are back in space after 41 years, and what an amazing ride it has been."
What a ride. 40 साल बाद हम वापस अंतरिक्ष में पहुंच गए हैं और कमाल की राइड थी. इस समय हम 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि मैं आप सबके साथ हूँ.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 48th meeting of Pragati yesterday and reviewed key projects related to mines, railways and water resources. These projects, pivotal to economic growth and public welfare, were reviewed with a focus on timelines, inter-agency coordination and resolution of issues. The Prime Minister underscored that delays in project execution come at the dual cost of escalating financial outlays and denying citizens timely access to essential services and infrastructure. During a review of Prime Minister Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, Mr. Modi urged all states to accelerate the development of health infrastructure. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the SCO Defence Ministers meeting at Qingdao in China today. Mr. Singh reached China yesterday evening. During the meeting, the defence ministers expected to discuss a host of issues, including regional and international peace and security, counter-terrorism efforts and cooperation. On the sidelines of the meeting, the minister will also hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts from several participating countries, including China and Russia. Gross foreign direct investment FDI inflows into India surged to $8.8 billion in April this year, higher than $5.9 billion in March and $7.2 billion in April 2024. According to the RBI's monthly bulletin, manufacturing and business services accounted for nearly half of the gross FDI inflows in April this year. India ranked 16th globally in FDI inflows and recorded $114 billion in greenfield investment in digital economy sectors over the last 5 years, 2020 to 2024, the highest among all countries in the global south. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking has been observed today globally. The day is observed to strengthen action and cooperation to achieve the goal of an international society free of drug abuse. As part of its celebrations in India, a central event will be held at Dr. Ambedkar International Centre in New Delhi with Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, attending as a chief guest. In a message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, for celebrating Nasha Mukt Bharat Pakhwara from the 12th of June till today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over northwest, central, east and northeast parts of the country during the next 7 days. The IMD also predicted that heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places in East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Punjab, Uttarakhand, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and Karnataka today. It added that conditions are favourable for the further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh during the next 24 hours. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. And that is the end of this news bulletin.